Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Even with temperatures spiking today across the state, that probably won't be enough to kick off flooding as Montana continues to come off a wet but very mild year. National Weather Service hydrologist Leanne Allegretto says while elevations above 6,000 feet are coming out of the water year with higher and even above normal snowpack in some locations, lower elevations have already melted out. She says that means a less than 10% chance the major rivers will see flooding.
It's just not enough there. You know, we just don't have enough mid-elevation snow to really contribute to a lot of high stream flows and high river levels this spring. Although, if the right conditions line up, we could see maybe some localized flooding.
A double shooting in Columbia Falls leaves one person dead, another injured. Investigators continue work today trying to sort out the details. Flathead County Sheriff's deputies and Columbia Falls police rushed to the scene after 7 Monday morning following reports of an assault with a weapon. Investigators say two individuals exchanged gunfire. Both were hit. One person pronounced dead at the scene. The second was treated by emergency medical personnel. There's been a lot of attention the past few years on saving two historic locomotives in Missoula. One of the few remaining examples of the once numerous Willamette logging engines is at Fort Missoula, the other a classic Northern Pacific locomotive near the historic Missoula train station. But another project in Butte is picking up steam as well. Tom O'Neill has the update.
As work progresses on Butte's historic engine number 25 restoration project, organizers are looking forward to a busy summer of activities and a raffle with aims of raising necessary funds. A steel 5-foot gallows frame is among the items supporters could win with their $10 raffle ticket, and a major event is being planned for August 15th at the Butte Civic Center, where the winners' names will be drawn. The Butte Civic Center just feet away from where the engine is now displayed. In Butte, for the Montana State News Network, I'm Tom O'Neill.